Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is January 18, 2021. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Reliance Retail aims to embed GeoMart into WhatsApp. MasterCard launches microsite to help SMEs recover from the pandemic and prepare for the future. Google tests shopping features for YouTube. Flipkart launches Super Coin Pay. NBS Bank, Network International teamed up to reveal an e-commerce platform. Russia-based e-commerce company Wildberries rolls out in Germany. Card-free, Torchy's Tacos embrace new contactless ordering and services. Pineapple Payments announces acquisition of First Payment Systems. Now let's get started. Reliance Retail aims to embed GeoMart into WhatsApp. Reliance Retail plans to embed its e-commerce app, GeoMart, into WhatsApp within 6 months. According to LiveMint.com, this will allow WhatsApp users in India to order products without having to leave the app. Reliance Retail is also onboarding local Kirana stores on its platform. So, when a customer orders using GeoMart, the app maps the user to a nearby Kirana store. The delivery is either done by the Kirana shop or by RIL's logistics arm Grab. The Kirana store gets a commission on the sales. WhatsApp payment was launched with banks such as State Bank of India, HDFC Bank, and Assisi Bank. It received approval to go live on a peer-to-peer basis in November 2020. MasterCard launches microsite to help SMEs recover from the pandemic and prepare for the future. MasterCard has launched the Digital Acceleration for Small Businesses microsite across most of its Asia-Pacific websites to help SMEs recover from the COVID-19 pandemic and prepare for the future. The microsite provides information and resources on ways to digitalize and run businesses more efficiently, such as guides on digital transformation, e-learning courses, information about MasterCard products and services for SMEs, cybersecurity insights and tools to reduce vulnerabilities, as well as access to discounts on business software solutions, e-commerce platforms, and digital marketing services. The Digital Acceleration for Small Businesses Center is available across MasterCard's English language websites for Singapore, Malaysia, the Philippines, Thailand, Hong Kong, India, and Southeast Asia. It will be rolled out selectively on non-English sites in the future. Google tests shopping features for YouTube. Google has announced the testing of a shopping feature for YouTube, according to an announcement in YouTube's Test Features and Experiments Hub. According to the statement from Google, the company is testing a new way for people to discover and purchase products featured in YouTube videos. Creators that are participating in the pilot can add certain products to their videos. Viewers can then see a list of featured products by clicking the shopping bag icon on the bottom left corner of the video. From there, viewers can explore each product's page to see more information, related videos, and purchase options for that product. The feature is available to users in the US on iOS, Android, and desktop. Flipkart launches Super Coin Pay. India-based e-commerce company Flipkart has launched its own electronic payment option, dubbed Super Coin Pay. This payment option aims to allow users to pay for things using Flipkart's Super Coins, outside of Flipkart. Super Coin is a rewards program that is designed to provide rewards to customers who shop on the platform, News 18 reports. Through Super Coin Pay, partner stores across fashion, grocery, food and beverages, travel, and health and wellness can register themselves and begin accepting payments through Supercoins. In addition, customers will be able to pay their full bill value across the 5,000-plus partner stores, both online and offline, using only Flipkart Supercoins. All benefits can be accessed by scanning a QR code at the partner store using Flipkart's app. Customers can also access the entire list of stores and partner brands on the Flipkart app under Rewards Store in the Supercoin section. NBS Bank, Network International teamed up to reveal an e-commerce platform. NBS Bank has unveiled its state-of-the-art e-commerce platform, powered by Network International, the enabler of digital commerce across Africa and the Middle East. Via the implementation of Network International's NGenius online payment gateway, NBS Bank will be enabled to offer Malawian SMEs, large corporations, public institutions, and individuals a secure way to enter the growing e-commerce market in Malawi. Network International has driven digital payments acceptance across Africa and the Middle East, offering end-to-end payment solutions in over 50 countries. NBS Bank and Network International will help drive Malawi's goal of becoming a cash-light economy, Africa News reports. In addition, the platform aims to accommodate all payment types, offer safety and security, facilitate the mobile device experience, and to help many businesses and sectors of the economy grow their online presence and drive a digital and cashless society. Russia-based e-commerce company Wildberries rolls out in Germany. Wildberries, the biggest e-commerce company in Russia, has launched its online store in Germany. According to E-commerce News Europe, online shoppers are enabled to visit de.wildberries.eu and browse products from over 40,000 different brands. The assortment includes women's, men's, and children's clothing, shoes, and accessories, as well as products from other categories, such as books, consumer electronics, toys, car parts, and gifts. Moreover, the initiative follows Wildberries' 2020 launch in the European Union, when it rolled out its online store in Poland. Initially, the company started the expansion by building a new logistics center in Slovakia, but a few months later, Wildberries.eu launched in Poland, Slovakia, and Ukraine. Now its e-commerce platform also opened its digital doors in Germany, as the Russian company is already looking at new markets. Furthermore, the company plans to expand in France, Italy, and Spain, but it's still unknown when this will happen exactly, E-commerce News Europe stated. Card-free, Torchy's Tacos embrace new contactless ordering and services. Card-free has partnered with the craft casual restaurant brand Torchy's Tacos to offer consumers contactless ordering services. According to the press release, in November 2020, Card-free updated Torchy's online ordering and on-premise contactless services, which now live in Torchy's locations in Texas, Arkansas, Colorado, Kansas, Louisiana, Missouri, and Oklahoma. To add to consumer ease, Torchy's is also piloting easier curbside pickup with "I'm here" notifications that can be initiated from the order confirmation. Other contactless features will be added to Torchy's suite of services over the next few months of 2021, such as order a table for dine-in customers who want to add drinks or food to their tables after receiving their initial order. Besides, thanks to Card-free's text-to-pay solution, customers that phone in orders will also have the ability to pay via mobile, eliminating the need to give credit card information over the phone. Text-to-pay enables restaurants to send text links to consumers to initiate and complete payment in seconds. Overall, Card-free's contactless services include Pay at Table, which enables dine-in customers to pay their bills without waiting for the check, Order at Table, which enables ordering via mobile and text-to-pay, which can be used for both phone orders and drive-through mobile payments. Pineapple Payments announces acquisition of First Payment Systems. Pineapple Payments, a payments technology company, has announced that it acquired First Payment Systems. First Payment creates payment programs for associations and integrated software vendors, ISVs, in the power sports and healthcare industries. Pineapple's technology now becomes a focus of this strategic partnership, giving First Payment the ability to introduce new solutions and enabling both companies to deepen relationships with new and existing association partners. Terms were not disclosed. Both Pineapple Payments and First Payment share a solution-focused approach to payments that mutually benefit association and ISV channel partners in its key market segments. The companies are working together to leverage Pineapple's proprietary Transax platform, including its suite of APIs. Pineapple Payments provides payment processing, proprietary technology, and omni-channel payment acceptance solutions for merchants of all shapes and sizes. Its core payment platform, Transax, and suite of payment tools are distributed by resellers nationwide, including some of the largest payment processing companies and independent sales organizations. Pineapple offers both API-based and solutions for everything from hosted payment pages and recurring billing to online invoice management and integrations with QuickBooks and Salesforce. A payments company that provides private labels payment processing and omni-channel payment solutions for ISV and SMB merchants, First Payment uses a direct sales channel focused on tight vertical markets and high-volume businesses, including power sports, automotive, dental, and healthcare. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.